please feel free, if you wish, I'll let you have it as well. All right. So we're now moving into our prayer section. We have two prayer sections. We have section that is called We've Got You Covered. And in this section is specifically designed and we'll be lifting up, because I'm sure all of us here have children and nieces, nephews, extended families, etc. Other slide, please, Donna. In that section, in the We've Got You Covered, it will be a section where our young people who are not currently attending Stoke Newington Church, but we really want them to be in the house of God with us. So in that section, this section, I'm just going to do a prayer for those that are not in Stoke Newington Church. We got you covered, Donna. So, and then we will move in to our second section, season of prayers, after I've done this section. Back up, 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 up. Lovely. No. We've got you covered. Lovely. Thank you. In our other section, which Donna's not going to flip to yet, that section, we are going to go into a season of readings and prayers. And that section is specifically for our current attendees at Stoke Newington Church, all our children, all our young people. I cannot remember. And do you know what? I have to say, we are blessed. You know, we don't see them all in one go, but we do have a lot of young people and we may remember their names. If you can remember their names, please remember to say their names in prayer. But we're just now going to start off our season of prayer with those individuals that are not present at Stoke Newington. And you know what? I think if our young people, all our young people, were to return to Stoke Newington Church, let me tell you, you see the extension that we're putting on there? That is not gonna do. And I don't know about you, but I am going to be praying like Etahan's children, because I really do want to see our young people return back to Stoke Newington. And even if they don't come to Stoke Newington Church per se, I really want to see them under the canopy of God's love, that they accept Jesus for themselves. So, let us begin. Bow your heads, please. Eternal and most righteous Father, to God be the glory, great things you have done, you are doing, and you will continue to do. We just want to thank you, Eternal Father, that we have an opportunity to gather here together. Many, Eternal Father, have not been able to come, but their spirit is here. Many, Eternal Father, looked at the invitation and declined. Many, Eternal Father, were not made aware. But dear God, the living God, the Kingsman Redeemer, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Today, 6th of February, 2021, we, the Stoke Newington Church, are presenting all our young people. You know each and every one of them. But today we're presenting specifically those individuals. For whatever reason, wherever they are, whatever they're doing, whatever their beliefs about you, Eternal Father, I know that you can redeem them. And so I'm asking you to blow the trumpet. Let the trumpet sound so hard that their spirit be moved, Eternal Father. And wherever they are, whatever they're doing, whatever their situation is, let them hear it, Eternal Father. From the north, the south, the east and the west, and some from the region of Aswan. Lord, you are mighty. You are powerful. You are the conquering Lion of Judah. You introduced yourself to me at a time and a place in my life, at the kitchen sink. Never did I ever imagine that I would be singing a godly tune at the kitchen sink. But you know where to meet us. You know where to find us. As Monifa said, you don't push yourself in. You just stand at the door and knock. There's so many young people, Eternal Father. They are in difficulty. They are struggling. They don't know which direction to go. My prayer, our prayer, is that today, Eternal Father, they will hear that knock. They will see your light. They will feel your gentle rod guiding them in the pathways of righteousness, and that they will turn and accept your hand that you are giving them, your nail-pierced hand. Father God, we can't wait. We cannot wait to see what you're going to do. We thank you. We salute you. We praise you. And we honor you. And we look forward to our young people coming home. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let us return our Bibles. Hope everyone's got their Bibles with them. To Isaiah 49, verse 24 to 25. And wisdom will read.
Isaiah 49, verse 24 and 25. Okay. Sorry about that. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I think you heard me through Lorraine's mic. Right.
Yes, we can
read. Isaiah 49, 24 and 25. Can plunder be taken from warriors, or captives be rescued from the fierce? But this is what the Lord says. Yes, captives will be taken from warriors, and plunder retrieved from the fierce. I will contend with those who contend with you, and your children I will save.
Our second reading will be taken from Psalm verses 8 to 11.
Yet he saved them for, you muted yourself? Yet he saved them for his name's sake, to make his mighty power known. He rebuked the Red Sea and it dried up. He led them through the depths and through a desert. He saved them from the hand of the foe, from the hand of the enemy, he redeemed them. The waters covered their adversaries. Not one of them survived.
Thank you very much, Winston. Those passages I want you to mark in your Bible. And if you haven't already marked them, highlight them, put stars around them, put the date beside them, whatever you need to do with them, but claim them for your loved ones who are not currently in the house of the Lord. Our next section is our congregational prayer specifically for Stoke Newington children and young people who currently are with us. Aren't they beautiful? Look at them. You've heard from some of them today. And so let us turn now to our breakout section. We are now going to have someone has requested the passages again, and I will put the passages in the chat. Okay. We're now going to go to our breakout section, and this breakout section is breakout section 4 of 5. You will find, when Donna is ready, that you will be placed into groups. And within those groups, we have some petitions to present to the Lord pertaining our young people. Some of the petitions that are up there may be happening in some of our young people's lives, some may not. If you feel there's something that we have missed out, please feel free to put it in the chat. And please, we're in your breakout groups, lift them up before God. So, Donna, we have 10 minutes. And I know it might seem long, but 10 minutes is not long to hold our young people up. So we have 10 minutes in our breakout group, and then Donna will automatically bring us back together at the end. Thank you, Donna.
Just keep talking for a minute, Lorraine, while I just said it.
Okay.
read the petition,
Okay, so we have anxiety, drug dependency, loneliness, gambling, social media, confusion, hopelessness, knife crime, or knife being used on any of our young people.
Aaliyah.
We have compassion. I can't see because I think the other one, your screen's in the way, Donna. But we have
chat. Look in the chat. It's all in the chat.
Oh, bless you. Right. Oops. Lovely. We have employment. You know, I know it must be really challenging for our young people at the moment, thinking about, you know, employment. You know, it's everybody's being furloughed, or they can't go to interviews, etc., in the normal way that they would. Wisdom. We want God to give our young people wisdom and direction and focus. We want them to, you know, be able to make good decisions. We'd like our young people to, you know, be set free from anxiety and, you know, hopelessness, And social media, I know, is rife at the moment. TikTok, you know, Facebook, even the WhatsApp, I'm afraid. You know, for our young people, we're just glued to these social media settings. So, you know, I just really would like, I think, is there anything else that you think I may have missed out? If anybody thinks I've missed anything, you know, please feel free to put it in the chat. One of the messages that eating disorders has come up. Somebody's texted me to say sexting for our young people also is another issue that maybe needs to be addressed. OCD, I work with a lot of young people. OCD is an issue. And I'm thinking of one particular person. OCD is, you know, all around cleanliness, etc. And I know that some of us could have OCD tendencies. We like a lot of bleach, like myself. But there is, I see you there, Wilma. you know, but I think, you know, for those persons who genuinely have OCD concerns and they are currently now in a pandemic, it must be terrifying for them. So we really just want to cover them also. Compulsive disorders we have as well. Sibling rivalry, etc. But anyway, we're going to break out into our sessions. As I said, please remember to, if you can, when you're praying, not necessarily linked to a particular issue, but just remember our young people's names as well. There's a lot of them, and that's good, but just say their names as well. All right? So Donna, over to you.